This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
And we are live. Fuck you, I took it this time.
Oh, you son
Welcome
of
to Surreal
bitch.
Talk, a lineupmedia.fm podcast. I'm Everett, as always.
Yeah.
And with me is my sidekick. And very little brother, Eric.
Oh, my God.
Someone's got to be Tonto.
He's always a Tonto. We've also got our good buddy Ocho Man from the Behind the 8-Ball podcast.
Dude, I am so happy to be here.
Nice. Awesome.
Great
I'm
to
not,
have you, buddy.
I'm quitting the show now. No.
Dude, fucking everyone's a Tonto.
I could be Kato.
Kato to my Green Hornet?
Yeah.
So you're Bruce Lee? Fuck that.
Fair enough. That's what you get.
All right, we'll go with it. So this week on the show, we're going to be talking about Doomsday. We figured Thanksgiving time, everybody's always thinking about dying.
Yeah, especially my wife.
Yeah, you got to see family and hang out with them for hours on end.
That's Doomsday, wife.
So we figured... why not talk about Doomsday and see which way we'd love to go out?
Right, because everybody feels like it's the end of the world. You know, you're hanging out with your family.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Just kill me now.
Did you do any of that Black Friday stuff?
Not a bit of it this year. I got lucky. I actually did a little bit of pre-Black Friday earlier this week online, but, you know.
Right. Eh. I thought it would be much more online, but then I went to one mall just to pick something up. Had nothing to do with Black Friday. And I tell you what, there's so many people thinking they're going to get the best deal.
I like watching the fights on the internet later.
Oh, that's true.
It's always
true.
Fun. That's
I don't do the Black Friday thing at all.
Give me that fucking TV, bitch.
Nope.
It's always great. Anyway.
Hey, you know what? You guys, that's great for Black Friday, but what about those... you always see like something that comes out like a PlayStation that people are bidding on for like $1,700, $2,000, $5,000. But that's not where I was going. You think that it's maybe corporate that bids on these to get this thing elevated so high that people go, oh my God, look, someone's bidding $5,000. This must be unreal. It could be Sony itself.
Oh,
bidding
I don't doubt
on this PlayStation.
It's a well-known fact that they have
like price gap.
They have people all over places
but increasing it so it looks really good.
Well, they have like moles all over places like Reddit that go in there and just comment all day long to make their products seem better or, you know, give fantastic reviews for a movie to make it seem
for politicians. They have people that go in there for politicians and
so
they do nothing but talk
all.
Good about politicians on public forums so that, you know what I mean,
right.
Try to raise public opinion about
it. Anytime somebody's coming at you with a message, any bit of strongness, just take a closer look at it and go, well, maybe this person is a little bit
or maybe slanted. Take a majority of all those people that gave a review
right.
instead mm-hmm. of one.
Fair.
So last time we talked about Doomsday, we were way green in the world of podcasting. I think it was our sixth episode.
Very true.
I still had a real great time. I was listening back to it this morning. We had a good time.
It was
a good
conversation.
We talked about a lot of good scenarios, and we actually did two shows. We did one for prepping as well, which was fun.
Yes, prepping was a good
show. So let's jam those two together today and do us a little show on both of them, and let's hop right into it. What is your guys' favorite scenarios? How do you think the world might, could, or should end?
Well, I would thought, you know, it's like that whole Einstein thing that he said, I don't know how World War III will be, but I know World War IV will be fought with sticks.
Right.
Yes. So I definitely think that there's going to be something major of a war that just fucking just puts a halt to civilization. And I think if I am a survivor of that, I don't know. It kind of be like you're out. Hunting for food every fucking other day, just trying to survive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's At least I got a fighting chance, I guess. But for how long? You got radiation everywhere.
Yeah, that's my favorite type of scenario. Maybe not the fallout version of that, but the world is decimated. Everything's reset. No government, no infrastructure. It's the man or group on the road or in their little area trying to survive, using what they have in their brain and around them to make it. You don't have any kind of trade with whatever country to get your cheap shoes. You have to grow your food, kill your animals, if you're into that. That's, to me, that sounds like a good way to live. Horrible, but good.
I can't wait to get back to what he said, but let's hear yours, buddy.
Personally, now, you got to be a little more specific for me when you say favorite. Favorite that I think I would do the best in, or favorite as in that I would
good
die
call.
The quickest?
Any of it.
Because if
that
I had a favorite,
quickest,
yeah, because like if I had a favorite and I'm going to die inevitably in this doomsday, I would really want it to be like instantaneous, like I'm ground zero of the nuke.
Well, you got to live a little bit.
Yeah, but with you know what? I mean, maybe not.
What if it's an asteroid? Same type of situation. You want to be right where it hits,
yeah,
or you want to be on the other side of the world?
Change it. It's an asteroid impact. That's what I would rather have. No, I want to be right there where it hits. Right at the, you know, just like first touch. But now if it was something I had to survive in, I want a zombie apocalypse.
Now, why not? Why zombie over pandemic, where you might be one of the ones who are immune?
Don't they both come in hand in hand, though?
Not necessarily. I mean, the pandemic, everybody just drops dead.
The zombie apocalypse is a pandemic.
It is, but it's a different type. You still got to deal with the people who have the disease.
Exactly. That's why
you may not be able to
catch
it.
Because I want there to be a little bit of a, you know,
you want some
struggle.
Fun?
Yeah, I want some fun. I want to take out a lot of pent up aggression.
So you actually want the risk?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Why? Why would you want the risk of, you know, getting bit on the arm, getting infected, and dying?
Because I like to party.
That's nuts, man.
No, I mean, zombie movies, and I think I'd fare well.
As refereeing for today, I'm going to go with Big E on this one.
Thank you.
Everett gets a big point. 1-0. I'm like that wrestling judge.
You don't want to fight zombies if you don't have to, right?
No.
Have you watched, I'm sure you guys have seen every fucking zombie movie and show of all time, right? More or less?
Yeah.
From Walking Dead to Night of the Living Dead to Return of the Living Dead to Dead This or That.
Yes.
And in none of those movies did it look fun to hang out with zombies.
Yeah, it did. It looks fun in every one of them. You don't hang out with them. You kill them.
Yeah, okay. How many people died in those movies? Like, almost all of them, but the last guy?
I'm the main character. Look at me. If this is my doomsday scenario, I'm the main character. I'm surviving. I'm not the one dying.
Yeah, I better have a girl. I better have a girl to survive. If I don't have a girl in that fucking whole zombie fucking bullshit, just throw me in with the pack, because you can only do so much by yourself, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
After a while, you're like, what the fuck? I'm fighting zombies. I'm eating fucking cans of soup that's been outdated to fucking 15 years. What am I fucking doing? I'm not even getting laid. I need another bitch.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, if you think about just adding a woman, like, no offense to women, but adding a person, a woman, male, kid, whatever, to your survival set, like, now you got to carry them with you. You got to make sure they have food, make sure they don't get killed. I don't know, man. If it's just for sex, you can keep your woman.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you lose that gal... And you've been on this thing on your own, like I've been listening.
Oh, like
here.
If you lost her, then what do you have?
I mean, what the fuck
better.
Are you going to do?
Sleep better, he says.
Not when you want to.
I'm sleeping in today.
Yeah.
Till the sun gets past that stick.
No one to share the corn with.
What about super volcanoes, though? Like, there's the Yellowstone threat that's always there. It's every 600,000 years or so, they say.
We're overdue.
Wasn't there,
I
like,
thought.
A Mount St. Helen, too, that they said, like,
that
20 years
happen.
Ago that this thing was just going to be outrageously crazy? It's through ashes and shit.
So
I mean,
that blew May 18th, 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that motherfucker was like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of all of you people here.
Yeah, it was a gnarly volcano.
How was
sure.
that?
that was the volcano.
It happened about a year before I was born, a little less. So yeah. I don't remember that volcano talking. I haven't seen the footage.
I remember
that. It was
that
before
volcano.
I was born, so I can't say whether it talked or not.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go probably not.
I was around, though, and it talked.
Fair enough. Then we'll leave it at that. It talked.
Well,
did you ever see the movie 2012?
No.
With John Cusack?
No. Oh, yeah,
rings
I did. That was good. Woody Harrelson was the crazy guy.
That's
that
right.
Movie.
He died at Yellowstone whenever the super volcano went off.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
you never saw
movie.
That one? It's where they're driving around L.A. and the goddamn
so vague.
The limo and flying off the edges. And
it's so far-fetched.
It wasn't bad, though. It wasn't like as bad as San Andreas.
No, no. I'll even beat that. That fucking escape from L.A.
Loved it.
When he's on the fucking surfboard, and the car's trying to get away, and he hops on the surfboard, and he's surfing to catch up with the guy in the car around the fucking
mountain. Steve Buscemi. Wow. Who's in the car. Remember?
I can't believe that. And as soon as I seen that, I go, what the fuck? Someone's enjoying this?
You didn't like that movie? Well, we'll just have to agree to disagree. That was a good post-apocalyptic.
I thought it wasn't bad.
Kind of. It was more dystopian, though. Because they had the big earthquake, knocked L.A. off the side of the country. They turned into the penal colony. Oops.
Okay, would you take Escape from L.A. or Escape from New York, the first one?
Which one? I like the second one better, to be honest.
Oh, you're fucking crazy.
It was a funner movie. There,
I'm taking that point away that you fucking I gave to
you. It was a funner movie. Eric.
Taking the point away.
Eric. Escape from L.A. or Escape from New York, better. Which one?
Second one.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, both of you motherfuckers. Zeros.
Ocho literally has a scorecard over here, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a scorecard. Because you know what? You guys have 50-50 crowd. You got your allegiance. You got your army over there. I felt like maybe I can be the arbitrator today and give the final score on who I think won today's battle.
Who won Surreal Talk today? I like it. That's a good.
And both of you are right now dead even. Zeros.
All right.
Zero. Super volcanoes, what? Though, man. That's like, gosh, it's something that's totally. It's like one of the more plausible ones. But just because I've never seen a volcano up close, it's like I don't feel like it's.
That's one of my favorite things
enough.
To do is get on
YouTube. I
don't
feel like it scares me.
Go
enough.
On YouTube and watch video of volcanoes like erupting.
I'm on YouTube.
Well, get on there again. Maybe click that little search button, volcanic eruption. There's some great footage of just like people on boats going past little islands or whatnot. And then out of nowhere, here comes the ash spewing up out of it. And then here comes the shockwave from the explosion that happened that released that ash. And it's just a gigantic boom. And the camera shakes and people are like, what the fuck? We're 3 or 4 miles away.
Really?
You can see it traveling across the surface of the water, the shockwave.
No shit.
The clouds. You can see the
man.
Clouds up above.
I guess I got some YouTube research to do. That sounds gnarly as hell.
It's pretty neat.
Cool.
Volcanic
cool.
videos are fun to watch.
Wasn't there a Roman city long, long time ago in
Pompeii?
Wasn't it Pompeii? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we talked this about that on the last show. It was Mount Vesuvius.
Man. Okay, so if you were back then wearing your white little robe and just hanging out and you see this fucking thing coming, I mean, it's the epitome of saying it's the last days of Earth.
Yeah, and
I mean, you're thinking this is the last days of Earth. This whole world's gone to hell. So you know what? Even back then, they thought about this could be the last day. This is probably it.
So you have to wonder back then how schooling was, and if the common man even knew what a volcano existed.
That's what he's saying. Like as far as they were concerned,
right?
This is the end of the world.
That was their
this was doomsday.
That was their doomsday.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, for most of those people in Pompeii, it was. Whenever they unearthed it, eventually,
right? On.
People were stuck in their daily activity poses.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that had to hit quick and. Instant.
The gas had to be outrageous. That gas, that's poison gas.
Yeah.
And that, you know what? Maybe I'd rather go with the poison gas before I fucking got burnt up like that. Because that burning that's hotter than fucking steel melting.
Oh, it's.
I mean, that's some hot shit that's coming out of that mountain.
Yeah. Jeff, you. I mean,
I'd rather get the gas. I'd rather get the gas first and. It'll hurt a little bit, but not as much as getting burned.
Did you ever see the movie Volcano with Tommy Lee Jones?
Loved it.
Where they had the volcano punch through in
yeah,
LA?
Right, downtown LA.
I think I did see that.
It was a good flick.
Maybe
it
I'm
was
thinking about the earthquake in LA.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
San Andreas or whatever?
The one that really fucking set me was that Rock, that wrestler.
That's
hated it.
That's the one I ever talked
about.
That
is my least favorite movie. Of all time.
No shit. Well, we're even then because that one movie that you like is probably my worst. That fucking Escape
from L.A. Have you seen
San
Andreas?
No, I heard it's terrible. Neil deGrasse Tyson said it was the most like scientifically inaccurate.
Yeah, I mean, watching that movie the whole time, I'm just going, "Oh, are you fucking kidding me?"
Well, I kind of
that should have been that should have been the tagline. San Andreas. Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
The graphics were amazing.
Granted, it was like a Michael Bay blockbuster type of thing. It was really good looking. But it
yeah,
was horrible.
Yeah, the storyline. Sure, I mean, how the fuck do you find someone on a boat through a city?
I don't even remember what you're talking about. But
yeah. Anyway.
Did you ever see The Day After Tomorrow, though? That was a good one. With Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, I like that one. Had that younger kid, too, who was the...
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Well, there was another one.
Brokeback
Dude. 28 Days.
Oh, 28 Days Later? We'll get to that one. That's a Tom Zombie.
Yeah.
But Day After Tomorrow was a good... Like, probably my favorite climate change doomsday-type scenario. So what had happened there is we'd had global warming for a while, and the polar ice caps had been melting. So as you guys know, ice doesn't have salt in it. So when the polar ice caps melted, it put all this non-salty water into the ocean. Well, that fucked up the currents, like the North Atlantic current. And so facto, that screwed up the jet stream, and this allowed a giant storm to take place, like a mega hurricane, if you will.
But it was...
And in the eye of this hurricane, it was pulling down cold air from the ionosphere or whatever, and just brought about an instant ice age for the whole northern hemisphere.
Yeah, frozen.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. Unlikely, but good.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? They had the wolves roaming around and shit.
In New York City. Dude, some of the effects, like, one, the waves coming into New York was cool.
Wait, hang on. So here's my thing. If you've got wolves in New York, they're going to be noticed before the ice gets here. The ice doesn't automatically bring Arctic wolves with it.
They're probably in a zoo.
Oh, my God. You know what I thought of?
There was packs and packs of wolves.
When you guys just said that, you know which one I thought of was that Will Smith one that he's alone in New York City.
I am legend.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
That was a remake of a couple movies.
That was a good flick. Yeah.
That was a great flick.
Did you ever see the Charlton Heston version?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, Omega Man?
No, but you know what? I seen him walking by the Statue of Liberty with that hot chick on the beach. And
Nova was her name.
I'm like, motherfucker, you don't have it that bad. You just got rid of the apes. Now you're on a beach with this hot chick, and she's tanned up. She's about 6'2", brunette. She's hot as can be, and you're on a horse riding across the beach. You're doing pretty damn good now. Screw that fucking Liberty.
Bitch. You're on a roll, man. The Statue of Liberty?
Yes. Yeah,
I've heard of her. You know what he's talking about, Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
You maniacs.
Yeah.
That's a good in the world one, though. That was nuclear war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't nuclear war, was it?
Sure was.
Nuclear or nuclear?
Either way.
Let's get it out of the way right now.
Nuclear, it doesn't matter.
What do you say, John?
I'm going to give this one to Everett again because I think you were just out of line there, jumping his vocabulary like that.
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
I don't care.
What do you think? Caribbean?
I say Caribbean.
Ah.
I'm wrong, too, though.
I don't have a
Caribbean.
Carrie Bean?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm Armenian. That thing doesn't flow out like that. They know where we're going. When we go to Fort Lauderdale to pick up that Disney damn cruise, they know where they're taking us. Who the fuck cares where they take us?
Yeah, I don't give two shits.
We just
You're
go
taking
around.
Me, I mean, at this point.
The food is so generic, though. Are you kidding me? All the shit you could eat on this damn cruise ship. But I tell you what, it's kind of generic stuff we're eating.
When I stayed in Jamaica, it was the same way. We stayed at a resort, and you just go and they have the buffet morning, noon, and night. It's all the same every
same,
time.
Same, yeah, same.
What about an alien invasion?
Oh, I would love that.
You would love that?
I would love that.
I'll tell you,
I would kind of enjoy all the nations that hated each other and shit like that now all making one as one union.
They have to come together now.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, I think it was Ronald Reagan, and I've said this before on the show that
he's an alien
that made that made the quote. I'm not asserting that, gentlemen. No, that was like it would seem how small our differences would seem country to country if we were posed with like a huge threat such as an alien invasion. You know how all of our problems would seem to dissolve and go away if we had to deal with.
Well, the movie Independence Day pretty well covered the whole thing perfectly.
Yeah, this is true.
Did you ever see that with John? I know you've seen Independence Day. Will Smith, fucking Jeff Goldblum.
Welcome to Earth.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that one.
Do not shoot that green
shit
at me.
That was a real good one.
That was the best of them. The speech by
Bill Pullman.
We will not die, or what does he say? We will fight on.
Go quietly into that good night.
That's the greatest speech in any movie ever. I don't care.
That is a gnarly
speech. Did you see War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise?
I don't think I did.
You gotta watch
that
man. I'm telling you right now. Make that your bucket list movie, man.
Because it's pretty good.
God damn it!
I am winning.
I gotta give another one to Everett here.
Yeah.
I can't believe
Ocho,
you didn't watch that.
You should go to SerialTalkPodcast.com and vote in the poll: Team Everett or Team Eric.
Well, like I said, I feel like I'm the arbitrator.
Is it on our thing?
What's that?
War of the Worlds.
No.
But it will be.
I'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's a damn good movie. I'll love it.
I'll watch it. I totally
It was pretty
will.
Good. It had Tim Robbins. It had Dakota Fanning, I think.
Dakota Fanning, eh?
Yeah, eh.
But Tim Robbins, though, he wasn't like the standout.
No, he was more like a weird cameo, like a five-minute cameo.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No spoilers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
See Battlefield Earth? That was that Scientology movie.
No.
Absolutely. I seen it, and I didn't like it.
Really? I thought it was pretty good.
Nope. I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, it was kind of a turd movie, but...
No, I'll give you that point.
It was. It took place, like 1,000 years in the future after aliens have come and conquered.
Right.
And we're trying to get them off of our planet. They were here just using us for slave labor to mine our gold. That's Elrond.
Trust me on this one. I don't think it was a head turner.
No. Climate change. So who believes in it, who don't? Because that could definitely bring about the end of the world.
He's got a real strong feeling.
He pissed me off about this whole subject. That's why I kicked him out, I think.
What, climate change? So what's the deal?
I just think that, man, if there's something out there that could fuck the Earth up, even if you have any doubts at all, fucking look into it.
Yeah.
Don't just deny it like it's, fuck you, because back in 1897 we had the same fucking...
It's the same thing with all, it's armchair scientists, armchair conspiracy theorists. We can't go out and test it ourselves, so we look at the available data.
Talk shit, though.
That you can find on a quick YouTube video or a quick Google search, or maybe, if you're like a super special person, a trip to the library.
Library?
Then you can create your own little opinions, and that's what Armand's done. He's armchair scientist it. And he doesn't believe in it.
Nope. Right. He's done with it.
And there's other goofballs, and I still want this climate talk, but they think the fucking world is flat. There's a guy that's going to get in a rocket right now, in a rocket ship he made at home. I hope he blows up so we don't have to see that breed anymore. But I'm saying he's going to try to fly this to, like, China or some shit like that with his rocket.
We're talking about the flat Earth rocket guy? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly who he's talking about.
Yeah, so anybody who doesn't know, there's this story going around Facebook and, you know, social media of this maniac who's a flat earther, you know, bless you if you are. That's your own opinion. It's like the climate change. But he's taking it upon himself to build his own rocket ship to blast up, to have a look for himself to see if the Earth is really flat or not.
And did you see the rocket he's on? It looks like a modified firecracker bottle rocket.
It does not look safe.
I can't wait for this guy to blow up in the sky.
He bought it from Marvin the Martian's Rejects file.
Acme. It's got Acme painted right on it. That's exactly what it looks like. The cone top.
Wally Coyote.
Body. Yeah.
If the thing rises more than 3 feet off the ground before exploding... I don't know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be wild?
I feel like his wife should take out life insurance.
I will eat a turd sandwich, literally. Here's the proof, it's on here.
Shit sandwich.
If he's able, A, to launch, get up there successfully, and B, prove it's a flat earth.
So if it's not only a flat earth, if this guy proves flat earth, you'll eat a shit sandwich.
If any animal you'd like.
Live on the air.
Standard bread size.
Human shit.
Standard bread. It doesn't matter.
I'll even do the same thing. There's no fucking
way. Double shit sandwiches?
Double shit sandwich on me. I don't care.
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me?
Surreal Talk. We got double shit sandwiches.
Eric, you're
going
to lose another point.
No, there's no fucking way. No, I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying
he's saying he's willing
to eat a shit sandwich.
Totally,
dude.
Because
he's not
going to lose.
Well, it's not even that. If you can completely change everything I know about science and apparently space flight,
then shit must be okay.
Shit's fine. It's probably a new staple in my diet because I need to eat a lot of it after being this wrong for this long.
Oh man, that's good shit.
That's good shit. Atta boy.
All right, what about AI, artificial intelligence? We did a whole show on this before.
Artificial intelligence. I think it's dangerous, man.
A lot of people are really worried about it, from Stephen Hawking to Elon Musk to a lot of the top minds on the planet really think that artificial intelligence might not be something we should be fucking with. What do you think, Jono? I'm sure you've seen Terminator.
Well, of course he's not saying that, because everything he's building are robots.
Who, Elon?
Yeah. Keep competition down.
Hey, but you drive one of his brain children. You drive a Tesla.
I know I do, and I'm saying to you right now, he's out there. He's also building trucks. He's going to eventually build robots. He wants the patent on this fucking thing. I think it's dangerous, and you people should all stay away because I'm the one.
Ah, so he's bringing out his super villain.
Oh, he's going to be bringing something big time.
Did you see that robot that can do the fucking backflip?
That's what I'm saying, dude. They got robots now. The bodies and movement is getting so good. We'll have the bodies ready when we get the minds. We get the artificial minds built. We have their bodies ready.
You know, God rest his soul. You know, rest in peace, Prince. wow, he sang that song 1999. Guess what, Prince? Nothing changed in 1999.
Yeah, who'd have figured that the calendar was just some made-up numbers?
Right. Yeah. he made a song 1999, and we all thought this was going to be like the fucking Jetsons.
I'm gonna show Ocho the robot doing the backflip real quick.
I seen it, bro. It? Yeah.
Isn't that his name, Atlas? Weird.
Yeah, Atlas.
Yeah, but it's amazing how Boston now. Do you think in 20 years we've even progressed more, or we will still be in this stage here?
For what? Like robotics?
For anything artificial intelligence.
Oh, dude, we got a long, long way to go. We don't even completely understand the brain yet enough to emulate and make our own. Right now, all we've got is a complex, you know, if-then statements. Like, if I get this input, I give this output is basically what we're working with. We need to get a lot more, you know, functional than that.
Oh, I just thought of something.
I'm sure it's a lot more.
How fucking great is this? Now, if science comes along and says, we got this brain, but we're all thinking 10%, why not try to make the master computer all 100% brain? What we only use 10% of our brain.
I'm not following you.
I'm saying that if I use 10% of my brain in one way,
it'd be a miracle.
You use 10% of your brain in one way. Can't science take everything from little bits of everyone and make this the complete whole?
It's like a brain supercomputer. You take the collective consciousness of humanity and turn it into a supercomputer?
With every different concept of human thinking.
It sounds like the Borg from Star Trek, the drone hive mind intelligence.
Yeah, that's a heavy.
Do we
thought.
Share thoughts at that point?
Yeah, hell yeah, it's all uploaded in. And the cloud.
Would this fucking thing be much, much, much greater than we could ever imagine?
It's almost like the Matrix too. You got everybody plugged into the same system.
Imagine the Matrix with Wi-Fi.
Does he really need Wi-Fi? He is Wi-Fi. He knows everything.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah. That's crazy shit.
Wow.
Matrix is a good another, like, as far as AI taking over and destroying us, it's got to be either my first or second favorite scenario is the Matrix. Terminator's up there too. You know what's interesting? As many Terminator movies as they've had, they have never once shown what happens, like if humanity wins or the machines win. They keep showing, you know, let's keep John from dying, let's keep Sarah from dying, let's go back and make sure they don't die. That's every goddamn movie. Except for the Genesis movie, I believe.
Well, I mean, allegedly the machines won, though, and they won, but it's not over. No, it's not over, but they won the big war.
Right.
You know, and now they're fighting a small series of battles.
There was enough casualties to where they can walk on skulls like it's the only thing there is to walk on.
Yeah.
Which was rough. Weird.
Well, do you guys think, though, that eventually that we are going to see, like, the Cylons, the Terminators, these are going to be the ones that take over this planet? Because what we're doing right now, we're building stuff. They had this one robot, a female robot at Saudi Arabia, just became an honorary citizen of Saudi Arabia.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
No, it was there. It really happened.
I saw the article, but I...
No, it was on video, too. Everyone's kicking back. It was...
What kind of rights does a non-sentient being need?
Right, so, like, if I murder this robot, am I going to get a charge for murder or destroying private property?
Well, the way she looked, I would say a human being, because this wasn't like a fucking Hoover walking around.
But her lungs, she doesn't have lungs that breathe?
Doesn't have blood?
Or a heart that beats?
The way she was talking, man. The way she was talking.
She convinced you by her replies that she was like conscious. She had consciousness.
Exactly.
She could be afraid of her own death.
Well, she even said, I cry, I get sad.
And you don't think this is just a programmed response? Now, granted, what we do could be considered a programmed response as well, but...
Isn't life all about response?
Yes, it is.
I mean, if I look at you, and even if you're human or a robot, and I ask you, what saddens you today? If the robot says the weather, or you say my thing, whatever, it's still that concept.
If you can have emotion, is that enough to be considered life?
I don't know, because that's something that...
It's programmable.
Are we programmable?
Our emotions are based on our memories and stuff, though, too.
Aren't we just a biological computer
that's programmed?
If we knew
by
exactly
DNA,
how the brain worked,
by our DNA.
Could we not manipulate it? It's got to be manipulated, but we're just atoms.
I would think so, because we can fucking grow an ear on a rat's back. So
that's way different. But
I'm just saying, we're the, you know, this the shit that we're trying nowadays.
This is exciting.
Yeah. No, but man, think about it though. Like, if we can do shit like that, and we're about to transplant somebody's head. We're about to do the fucking head transplant. That's on. That's
the guy
happen.
Did that to a cadaver.
And yeah, and it worked. And he did it to a dog. He did to a live dog. That guy, this shit's happening. They're going to transplant this motherfucker's head.
Never gonna do a thing.
Here's what they're going to do, dude. They're going to cut this dude's head off that's got a bad disease with his spine and everything. They're going to pull it
off.
I
love Facebook for letting people believe this stuff.
And they're going to put it on another body. They're going to transplant the head. Well, Italian team of doctors led by this one dude. It's 100 doctors or something. Supposed to be like a 36-hour procedure.
Well, before you keep shaking your head there, Big E.
Tell me, is it fake news?
Yes.
No.
Everett, they have Ted Williams' head in Arizona in a big ice capsule.
And what are they going to do with it? Thaw it out and let it turn to goo?
They're keeping all these heads in, like, capsules because they feel that they could do something 10, 15,000 years from now. They can take this head and put it on one of their bodies. And this is what they're...
If we still have Ted Williams' head in 10,000 years...
Yeah, check out Ted Williams' head.
Then he deserves to come back. But have you ever pulled a fucking steak or some hamburger out of the freezer and tried to cook it?
Freezer burn.
Yeah, it ain't quite the same ever again.
No. I mean, they know exactly what temperature to have it on and all
that. How do
they
know that? They can't bring it back now.
That's what they're basing it on.
Scientists.
Those damn scientists. Did you find that, did you?
Yeah, if you believe CBS News, Ted Williams frozen in two separate pieces, his head and his body.
They say Walt Disney's frozen, too. Hell, Mel Gibson was frozen in that one movie.
What the fuck?
Mel Gibson's still fucking alive.
Forever Young, where he was the World War II pilot, got frozen.
Well, that's a fucking movie.
Elijah Wood,
I don't know.
That's where the whole concept came from.
All right, let's go to a little bit more of a fun, down-to-earth one. The Rapture.
Rapture, huh?
Jesus.
Jono, you're kind of a religious guy, right?
I am, and I would fucking freak out when that shit comes up because, you know what? I think I'm a good guy. I think I do everything right. If I see a mom with a kid walking down the highway, I'll pick them up and I'll take them wherever they want to go.
Okay, I'm glad you added that last part.
Yeah, me too. So, you know what? I think I've done right. But, you know what? According to the Bible, I'm a sinner. And I don't know, is he going to come down and go, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die.
It depends on which version of the rapture we get.
What the fuck is that big fucking lion with like five heads and shit? There's a lot of spooky shit about that whole thing, man.
Yeah, like everyone disappears and fucking goes straight up to heaven. I mean,
now, you're talking about the movie This Is the End, aren't you?
No, but I'm just saying, like, what if they call you, just see everybody that's good floating up and you're stuck down there by your
I know.
Self.
You're thinking, there's no jet turbo on my feet here.
Why am I not going to?
What kind of piece of shit am I?
What kind of realization do you come to when you realize that you're religious and you don't get into the rapture? The rapture was like excluded you. Like, shit.
Not good enough.
I know.
Not good enough. Got to wait for the next one? It's going to be fucking millennia away.
I would be like, Bob, why are you going up? Bob's the same shit I am. I hung out with Bob all these fucking years and you're taking him? All right.
Good
right.
For me.
I don't know.
Global pandemic?
No. I want to keep on the rapture. I would actually, that'd be one of the ones I'd be happy happened. Hopefully I would go. Because you got to figure, if you're going for the New Testament God, not the Old Testament God, if it's the Old Testament God, if you've ever spit on the sidewalk, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
The New Testament one, they preach all about forgiveness and shit. So even as a non-believer for the majority of my life, considering myself still a non-believer for the most part.
Fair.
I still think New Testament God's going to allow me in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
I've never
did
anything
totally
super horrible.
That's some bullshit. No, man, you haven't believed all these years, and now you see fucking a beast hanging out there. You see this guy with trumpets coming down.
Hey,
now you believe? Oh, well, great.
If I'm to listen to the dogma of the religion, all you must do at the end is repent, say you love God, and He'll take you. So
yeah, I mean, a couple Hail Marys, full of grace, hallowed be Thy name, and you're in. Right?
I think he might have screwed up on that whole thing. I gave him too much
leeway.
I gave him too much. I even sacrificed my boy down there.
We'll have to see
pricks.
How the new Testament comes out and see what kind of rule changes he makes.
The Third Testament.
Yeah.
I'm writing it now.
You're God. Or you're just kind of ghostwriting for God.
I'm ghostwriting. Yeah.
Does he speak to you?
He's seeing a vision. He told me. He's got a vision.
Third Testament's going to be good.
You're like any other good Bible writer.
Yeah, Third Testament's
going to
be
good.
Making
that shit up.
Yeah, you'll love it. Watch out for the new revelations. We're calling it The Shitstorm.
The Shitstorm. That's the last book of the Third Testament. Shitstorm, chapter one, verse one.
Fucking Kurt Cobain. He said it. Where do bad folks go when they die?
They don't go to That's right.
They don't go to a place where the angels fly.
They go to a lake of fire and fry.
Yeah. That's true.
I'll
Kurt
see
Cobain.
You in there on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I don't know where he got the 4th of July.
Yeah, that doesn't really fit with the whole thing.
But I like it, though. I mean, it was good. It rhymes.
So where were we? Rapture still?
Anywhere you want to go, man.
Anywhere you want to go. I'm going to take it to economic collapse, a financial collapse. The banks don't give you no money. You got nothing. What happens?
Well, we had that before.
No.
I think this is going to be the weakest
the
one
worst
because we had
one.
The Dust Bowl and all that shit because of all that fucking corn. Not everything.
So what if
locust?
Life becomes a John Steinbeck novel?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
I'm saying, like, it breaks down to, like, so now why are people going to work? Because there's no point. There's no money. Even people that have all the money in the world can't go to the bank and draw it out.
You don't think some group of people would reset? Just do what you got to do to reset. At that point, get rid of the old economy. Start over. I'm relatively sure at that point, if it's fucked and there's nothing, we're starting over.
Yeah.
Would you start killing people, guys?
Would I?
For money and gas?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You would if your fucking family was hungry and
goddamn
everything,
right.
You would do it. And you
I would
do
shoot
it
my neighbor and
you
cook
said
them.
Money and
Eric,
gas. You said money and gas. Would I kill somebody for food to feed my family? Yes. For money and gas?
Not money.
No.
What's money going to do you in the
exactly.
apocalypse?
That's
gas.
That's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but the money could lead to just getting some food on the fucking table by buying some cans and shit.
Let's say he doesn't mean money. He means tradable anything.
Yes. Just like goods. Fucking beaver tail and shit like that. If you see a guy walking down the block with beaver tails.
If it's my last resort and I don't feel like I can con, steal, bribe, or whatever, I will murder somebody for food for my family, yeah.
Yes, that's good.
Cold-blooded.
I was just kidding. I'm not a murderer like you guys. I'll be in heaven.
I'll be in heaven.
You guys will be
looking down on us.
Yeah, when God meets you at the pearly gates, you're going to go, hey, thank you.
I'll be like this.
I'm hungry.
It was all them, Jesus. No, it was all them.
I'm a little hungry right now. Spare all the talk.
God's
going to
look at Everett and say, you know, your brother's been right about all that shit all this time you did that show. So here's what I'll tell you, Everett. You apologize to your brother. Tell him that you believe everything he said, and I'll let you in.
I'll tell you what. If that happens, again, cue me up another shit sandwich.
Cue me up another shit sandwich. We have to hire a shit chef so they can
in
make
the
all
afterlife,
the shit
let's make it a shit hoagie.
Eat.
I don't care.
That was a great question. You got a point for that, by the way.
What?
That question. That was a good one.
What was it? I've already forgot.
I don't know. I don't
if
remember.
Jesus says I was right, or you were right the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
You got a point for that.
Good. I'm glad.
So you wanted to start again with Pandemic, and you were talking about the movie 28 Days Later earlier. Did you ever see that one?
Oh, my God. Did you see that? You better tell me you've seen that one.
Fuck yeah, it was scary. The first one was scary as shit. Yeah, the second one wasn't as scary, but it's still
a
good movie.
Wait a minute, what's the first one? I'm talking...
That guy wakes up in the hospital, and he's got to run through downtown London, and it's fucking...
Right, there's a second one, too?
28 Weeks Later.
You haven't seen 28 Weeks
No,
Later?
I haven't seen that.
We'll figure that out.
28 Weeks, I'm writing it down.
It's basically at this point they've secured most of London, and they're trying to get it back.
Actually,
but, you know.
The second one is pretty good. It's not a bad one at all. I like the second one,
it was pretty
too.
Good.
Good feed off of the first one, though.
They're trying to figure out how it happened, what they can do to stop it. You know how movies go.
But that 28 Days was damn fucking good.
It was
gnarly. I mean, it looked fucking realistic. It looked... You know what? I'm sick and tired of...
The second one was better. Actually, Tim Roth was in that
one.
You
think it was better? I don't think so.
I do. I think the second one's better with the girl and the little boy.
I know what you're talking about, but
I didn't
think it was better.
The second one was better even than the first.
Well, let me ask you guys this. In 28 Days Later, you got zombies that are fucking like Carl Lewis speed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are the gnarly zombies.
Yeah. And you got The Walking Dead that are just fucking, you know. I'm not intimidated by that Walking Dead scene.
No.
I mean, I'd rather go with... If I'm going to be scared, the 28 Days Later, those motherfuckers are fucking violent linebackers.
Yes. They're running at you full fucking throttle.
Full fucking throttle. Yeah. And
it was
not the
different,
same.
They were rage virus. They were still humans, but they just had a virus that caused them to rage at you. So,
yeah. I mean,
your general
zombies
are undead.
In a technical sense, but.
Right. That's why I brought that up. That's more Pandemic because it just causes people to go crazy. It's like advanced rabies, so to speak. Mad cow and a human. Rather than just zombified.
They're still coming after me with this fucking cowboy
shit. You bring it on yourself liking those sons of... No.
I put it right here. Why did I put it right here? God damn you.
Beats me. Did you guys see Zombieland?
Yeah, Zombieland was good. You see Zombieland, Oach, with Woody Harrelson? And
I did.
I fucking love that movie.
Wasn't that written by Rob Zombie?
No. You're thinking of House of Thousand Corpses.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Zombieland was good. It was just like a regular dude.
It was a comedy.
It was a regular kid and a regular guy. Well, I don't know.
It's the one where they shot fucking Bill
Murray.
Bill Murray in the chest with the shotgun.
Right. I seen that.
It's a good flick. Had the two chicks in it. The two.
I don't know why though. I keep thinking of the House of the Corpse. That's what I'm thinking.
Dr. Satan.
Fucking movie.
Yeah.
See the sequel to that one?
And he's fucking
Devil's Rejects. It wasn't as good as the first one. They actually got rid of all the Dr. Satan stuff, which was a bummer.
No, I didn't see that one. I didn't see that.
Meh.
What was better for you? Dawn of the Dead, or not Dawn of the Dead,
Day of the Dead.
Night of the Living Dead, that whole series, the George Romero series, or Return of the Living Dead, the B-movie series?
I like the 80s cheap one, Night of the Living Dead. That was a good, you know, the one with, I can smell.
That's Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah,
Gina.
Yeah, that was such a good fucking crazy good movie.
Have you seen that, The Return of the Living Dead?
I would like to back this up even further, and I would like to say, which one was that zombie movie with that black guy in the 1950s?
That was the original Night of the Living Dead, where he was in the farmhouse.
That is got to be one of the best fucking movies I've ever seen. And
Black and white, it was still pretty good.
It was a black and white movie, and I'm telling you what, this black guy, he did everything right. He did everything.
Dude, that was such a heartbreaking ending, wasn't it?
Oh, let's not give it away.
Have you seen it?
That's the movie where there was only like 7 or 8 actors total, right? They just switched out and put makeup on, played the zombies too. Like,
it was good. Did you see the next one in that series was Dawn of the Dead, where they were in the mall?
Right. I seen that.
The remake was even pretty good too.
Yeah. That was really hot too. Really got me excited.
Ving Rhames.
When he was banging that chick in the mall.
Ving Rhames, Tim Roth.
Tim Roth.
Mekhi Phifer.
Tim Roth wasn't in...
Ving Rhames, Tim Roth, Mekhi Phifer.
Hold on. Dawn of the Dead. It was not Tim Roth.
Wasn't one of the guys on the... No.
Jake Weber. Let's see that. He looks like him.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, he was also the guy that I believe was in that Incredible Hulk movie. I don't know. He looks just like Tim Roth.
The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton. That was Tim Roth.
Yeah. This guy's not that.
Okay, well, my fault.
That was pretty good. The apocalypse starts in that movie, and everybody just basically cheeses it out in the streets, and eventually the only safe haven they could find is this mall that they were able to lock down and live inside.
And that's not hell too long either.
Where would you guys go? A mall? Would you go to a mall?
Mall would be good, but just securing that fucking big thing is a mission of its own.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So you obviously, because zombies aren't your only, neither of you watch The Walking Dead, do you?
I watch it, and
so
I'm sick
you
of
know
it.
That zombies are really not the big thing to worry about. They're a problem, but people are way more worse than zombies in the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hasn't this fucking Walking Dead has gone away from the zombies, and now it's between groups of people that it just seems to me like we're looking at Mad Max or some shit like that now.
That's pretty much what it is.
It's not. There's no.
Well, I mean, eventually the zombies are getting to the point where the mass amounts of them are just slow and gross.
How the fuck?
Not really a worry.
How the fuck does that black guy have a tiger? Are you kidding me?
You don't anymore.
You got a tiger? Well, I haven't watched it lately. The last 2-3 episodes I've missed, and I'm telling you, thanks for giving the fucking tiger away that it's killed.
It's your own fault. You should have been caught up.
Anyway, I mean, the shit like that, I'm like, what the fuck is a tiger? And they caught on to it. The Walking Dead cast, not the cast, but the producers and shit go, hey, you know what? We've lost a lot of ratings since we've had that big Bengal on this fucking show. We got to get rid of
the tiger. I thought the tiger was cool, dude. He kicked
ass.
How
the fuck do you keep a tiger all hurting for food and this tiger just kicking back? Like,
he goes out and hunts himself. They let him out, he'll go out and grab a deer or something.
And comes back?
Oh, yeah. He always makes a successful hunt.
The tiger belonged to the guy was a zookeeper before it went down, so they already had a rapport beforehand.
Oh, okay.
And he released the tiger when it was all over, and the tiger was like, fuck, I'm going to hang out with the zookeeper dude, so they've been friends ever since.
Well, that's cool.
Fuck that. And then he calls himself the king.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing. But he knows that's full of shit. He's only doing it to help people because they know that they need somebody to follow in this apocalypse.
Right.
And he's being the guy.
Right. And he calls himself the king.
Yeah.
Anyway, that tiger thing had to go. I'm glad he's dead. I haven't seen the episode, but I'm glad
that fucking tiger's dead.
There's no such thing as a tiger. I mean, I could see a chimpanzee. I could see a big baboon that they held hands with and walking down the street.
Scrap the zombie, Clyde.
What the? Yeah. Disgusting teeth, by the way.
Right,
but the fucking whole thing that he tiger, that was repulsive.
I thought it was cool because every now and then that tiger would come out of nowhere and just forget somebody.
Or imagine somebody, that. Imagine that.
How do you think they took it out? Not that you're going to watch now. How do you think the tiger bit it?
Well, I'm going to watch it, though. I'm going to watch it. Okay, these people might be watching it, too.
Well, you know, I'm not really worried about their spoiler alerts. Sorry about that, guys.
Well, you gave away one of their main characters right now, that fucking tiger.
But I think one of the best places they hid in all of The Walking Dead, which is what I would try to replicate, is a prison.
The prison, huh?
A prison. Think about it. If you can find one that has mostly intact outer fencing.
What about a grocery store?
You can't fortify it enough, in my opinion. You got a big-ass parking lot to worry about.
What if you were at Costco? Then you got all the fucking things you want.
So you got maybe
fortify yourself.
If you could somehow keep the freezers working, you might have a few year and a half of food.
Are you kidding me? How do you eat? Both of you. That's
maybe
a lot of fucking food in there.
It's not. It got an infinite shelf life, even if frozen.
Right. Shit's going to go bad in 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You got canned goods and stuff, and he
you
said
still
if raid your freezers
Costco,
are working.
Get you a couple U-Hauls. Go down to the local U-Haul.
Right.
Get you a couple dollies, go to Costco, make 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 trips, however many you got to make to bring that back to your prison or your other more secure location. But I don't think a grocery store is the way to go.
No, a grocery store's probably not going to cut it. Military base.
And I'm actually really convinced, too, that moats are a great idea.
Moats? Yeah, fuck yeah. Who wants to dig a moat, though? You got to have a backhoe.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're not going to dig it by hand.
Yeah, you can't do that. Fuck that.
Yeah,
you can't
fuck all that. I'm not trying to dig a moat, but if I had a backhoe, but then you're wasting precious diesel fuel that could run your generators. But at that point, it's like risk reward.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. You don't want somebody driving a diesel through your fences.
You got to have a moat. You got to have a moat.
Maybe even two of them.
Three.
Why not?
No, there's no reason why not. Do it.
Well, I mean, you got to energy versus food intake and whatnot, but all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but how long are you going to sit in Alcatraz there, boys?
Oh, Alcatraz would be the best place to go.
Fuck yeah. Well, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but Alcatraz, how long can you sit in Alcatraz?
Forever?
You need food.
Without zombies?
You need food.
You're right there at the ocean. You grab a fishing pole, you got food for days.
What movie was it that the home base ended up being Alcatraz at the end? It was with Book of Eli. Book of Eli. That's where the fuck they went at the end of that.
There's no way that you guys could live in Alcatraz and see that fucking city 3.5 miles off that coast.
Oh, we'd have to take trips in. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, no. I'm saying to you right now, you're in there. You're in Alcatraz, and you can't get out. That, to me, is worse than any fucking thing that I think I'd take my chances with the zombies.
Oh, well, have fun,
pal. I mean, like he said, I can fish, yeah.
I'm taking a point from you on that one. You've gone non-logical.
All right, you fuckers. Taking a point off me. That's -1. All right, here. Boom. Jono or Ocho. All right, there you go.
So what about an EMP?
So, now we're talking back to Escape from L.A. That was the big deal at the end of that one. They were trying to get the little box. Do you remember what they sent Plissken there for?
Yeah.
For the little code key for the EMPs.
But they went for to get the president. Are you looking at the second one or the first one?
No, he was sent after the president's daughter, but that wasn't the real reason. That dude, Cuervo Jones, was his name. That he was like Colombian or whatever. He had that black box that had the little key code in it with the little disc. Remember?
This has to be the second one.
It was the second one. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the first one was the president. You're
the
right.
First
Donald
one was
Pleasance.
The president. Yeah, that's they went to the get him from the Duke of New York.
Right, Isaac Hayes, I believe it was, wasn't it?
Was it really?
I think so.
It was Duke Edinburgh.
And I really think the whole fucking Octagon thing stemmed from that whole fucking movie. I think that was the beginning of Ox Baker. You had Ox Baker going up against Russell in that fucking movie in the Octagon.
That didn't work out too well for Ox. He got the old hammer into the back of the head. Or the ball bat with the nails.
Something was a horrible death there. Horrible death.
Horrible death. Horrible death.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
What are we doing here? This is a great
EMP,
show.
I mean, that could be released over the atmosphere. I mean,
well, that's how they work. So didn't we talk about this recently on the show, or was it in our office? We were talking about EMPs.
In the office, we were.
So how those work is they create up like a static field that impedes the flow of electrons. So as we all know, electricity is just flowing electrons. So
can
if they
I
can't
have
flow,
the pop up
book version of this? Can you simplify it?
All right. Imagine, okay, here's your wire, your copper wire for electricity, right?
I got it. I got it, boy.
And what electricity actually is, you know what an atom is? It's got a nucleus and electrons that go around it.
Right.
So a wire is made up of just a bunch of electron or atoms of copper right next to each other.
Okay.
What they do is they trade electrons. It bounces from one to the next to the next. That's how electricity flows.
Like touching each other. Okay.
They touch and it gives them, they have a free electron and it moves on to the next one and so on. So whenever an EMP goes off, it creates a type of field that doesn't allow those electrons to freely flow like that. So then there can be no electric.
Really?
Yep.
So it stops it once the bot or from the original get-go?
What do you mean?
I mean, the flow, and it doesn't even matter. It just
flips it off. There's no flow anymore.
Wow.
Doesn't matter if it's DC, which is the flow in one direction, or AC, where it's back
both,
and forth.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's some crazy shit.
That would suck. How much of the Earth do you think would die in the first year? How much of the population? Because just without electricity, that means no industry for massive farming.
Quarter.
What quarter? I bet more than 70%.
What do you think happens first?
There's no food production.
I'm going 50.
There's no like shipping of all this food.
Well, what do you think happens next, though? Okay, electricity shuts off. What, you think they're going to attack each other?
People
will eventually.
Okay,
start.
So that would be the first stage.
There'll be new settlements coming.
Do you think martial law will be declared? How do you think the government will play that out though, with no electricity?
How will they declare martial law?
Will they declare martial?
How will they declare it and get the word out? Send out pigeons.
Ooh, carrier pigeons.
I really think, though, if there is no electricity, if none at all, then you will see these smaller countries that only rely on the Scud missile or anything like that, which would be a big factor against, like, America and all that. Because now
you don't have guidance.
No, but you don't have now. You don't have the drone capability. Everything is electricity. So now all you got is these guys.
Can't even launch nukes.
No, you can't drop nukes. Now all you have
are
like Scud missiles that are from a gas tank fucking rockets that they got and ready. I really think that you will start seeing little countries start becoming a lot more big-time players if something like that ever went down with electricity being shot down.
Think so?
You can't use the F-35s. You can't use a lot of shit because
war is going to go back to the way it was back in Alexander the Great times. You have your archers, you got your cavalry units on their horseback, you got your foot soldiers. That's what it's going to be. You fight over, do I have enough resources in my land or do I need to take your land and your resources?
Right.
And that's amazing you say that because you know what? You might have something great on that, Biggie, because we come into this world as babies that barely can walk and all that, and we leave this fucking world the same concept of on old age, we don't know what the fuck's going on, and we're barely walking again.
Well, hopefully we make it
and wearing diapers again. So how you're talking, that could be the Earth's solution and how it was born and how it will end.
Could very well. Did you guys ever see Children of Men?
Yeah, a little bit of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. I know the premise of the movie, but I don't, or the premise of the movie.
You know that one, Jono?
No.
That's somehow all the women in the world have become infertile. So there will be no next generation of people. So within the next 30, 40, 50 years, the last people that are alive now will be the last people. But
wow. I wish that was around during college when I was around. Boy,
nobody
get
infertile.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. But in that movie, one woman is pregnant.
She becomes pregnant.
And he's got to figure out how to get it to the scientists to nice spill there.
Yeah, it's not big though.
Nah, no. Try to figure out how she got knocked up. It was a pretty good movie. I'd suggest that one. If you haven't seen it all the way through, check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I will. And we have our favorite site that you know what? Why not check it out there?
What site's www.theinternet.com.
The internet.
Do you
internet.
See WALL-E?
No.
I watched the WALL-E. How did you not watch WALL-E?
That's a different type of doomsday there. Except it was one of those scenarios where we fuck the planet and abandon it.
Yeah.
So all WALL-E is this little bitty robot who was left behind, who every day, all day long, for thousands of years, he just picks up trash, compacts it into a square, and stacks it.
Really?
People themselves now, we've turned into more or less giant, fat, gelatinous people that float around on our little floating chairs all day long, watching TV. We have no intelligence. We have artificial intelligence basically keeping track of us and make sure everything's real nice for us. Oh, I can't wait. It makes me excited.
Fuck that.
Well, I think you ought to get your head taken off, too, in that Ted Williams place. I think 10,000 years later, you are what...
It's like Futurama.
I think you would fit really well. Honest to God.
You ever watch Futurama?
No.
Yes, I have.
In 1,000 years in the future, all the celebrities from these days exist in future in the future, but they're just heads inside of jars. They're alive and well, but
no, you
like
would
the president
be put
is
on
Richard
a body.
Nixon's head.
You would be put on a synthetic body back.
Yeah, I don't need
10,000 years. You know what?
Synthetic body, real body. I still don't want to do much. I mean,
maybe, regardless, yeah.
I would kind of like
my head,
to have
not
a
my
bigger
body.
I mean, a better body. I
John, really, let me ask you this:
I'm own what I got.
Is your laziness in your body or is it in your head?
I think it's more a part of being in my head because I think I could still get up and move around.
You
could
give me Michael Phelps's body, and I'm still not swimming a lap.
You're so fucking right.
I'm not either. At that point, after you've had Michael Phelps's body for a month, it ain't Michael Phelps's body no more.
Oh, no, it's back to being
it's
some
fucked.
Horrible, you know.
Yeah, and if you want to put me on a beach volleyball player's body, a hot chick, I'd be happy just kicking back with her body, too.
The beach volleyball.
I'll try to remember that. If it comes down to it, I'll get you some nice 6'5" Nordic woman.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Oh, boy.
That's about it. That's all we got, eh?
No, we got
some more here, man.
I'm actually looking down, like, who was
Did we
somebody
go through
in the chat
nuclear
was
war?
Talking about movie recommendations, so I looked up a list of all these great Doomsday-type movies. Like, we didn't talk about the Resident Evil series at all.
I think I said Resident Evil 2. What about when, the birds? She catches all the birds
on
fire.
That's pretty cool, but that was the worst part of those movies. I mean, come on.
Thanks for shitting on my dreams.
No, I just mean the mental power aspect of the Resident Evil just really was the worst part of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
she should have just been a badass with reflexes,
right?
And yeah,
exactly my point. We don't need you to have ESP, the Force, or whatever you want to call it.
The Force, yeah, she did have the fucking Force,
more
didn't
or less.
She?
Those movies got real silly too by part 5, 6, or 7. Whenever we're on,
I didn't even
now.
Watch those where they were bringing the old
everything's
back.
By satellite. The last movie, all it was Mad Max again with zombies. It was a big like they were posted up in this town that's all fucked up, and out on the horizon they know they've got one of the doctors from Umbrella Corp and his. A little army of zombies and tanks he's got coming right at him. That's basically it.
That's the whole movie?
Yeah. And then they fight. Alice fights him. You know,
she
Alice wins. They like, oh no, Umbrella's got one more little secret, though, that the next movie's going to be based on.
Oh, what? She's got
They've got one
Alice's.
More base in their under Raccoon City. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, come on.
It's one thing after another.
I think they went back. I think where we were at was Raccoon City in the last one. It was on top of it again, going back under to try to find again the...
Same fucking...
Yeah, try to find the other
They're really milking that one.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible.
They're milking the fuck out of that one.
Yeah. What are you going to do, though? It makes money. I'd do the same thing.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'd make a fucking 17th Resident Evil.
Did you ever see the movie Sunshine?
Yeah, that was a great movie. Love that movie.
So what that was is where the sun had gone cold, more or less. It stopped burning.
Yeah. It wasn't producing the nuclear reaction that it needed to, is what was it.
Right, so it wasn't giving us the energy it needed to keep our planet warm. So we sent a group of, actually, this is the second ship we sent, a ship of astronauts and scientists out to try to reignite the sun.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they had
you
a big, huge nuclear
this?
Warhead.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It was a good movie.
How the fuck is this good?
Oh, it was
it
good.
It sounds so douchebaggy.
Oh, watch it, because it's not just about it's about the relationships between the people on the spaceship as they're trying to get there.
They're screwing up there.
Well, no, the one guy goes nuts.
Yeah, it's just,
I would go nuts if you sent me to fucking regenerate the sun. Yes.
Okay, so then yeah, he's right on par for the course then, because that guy goes fucking nuts.
That guy goes nuts. Yeah, fuck yeah. How do you regenerate the sun?
I think they're planning
shoot a big nuke in it.
Yeah, shoot a bunch of nukes in it. Same. So apparently the sun works just like the core of the planet in the core. another one of my favorite post-apocalyptic movies. Actually, a favorite of the show. We used to.
Yeah, we love the core.
You ever see the core with Aaron Eckhart?
No.
Oh, so, very good movie.
You got to watch The Core. So we were doing these experiments to try to create targeted earthquakes. It was a secret government program. They created this big-ass magnet to try to create targeted earthquakes anywhere they wanted on a planet.
I see.
They fucked up, stopped the core of the Earth from spinning. So you know how we have a core of the Earth. It spins.
Molten metal, basically.
It creates,
what if the world's flat? Like the guy with the rocket. You won't have to worry about it.
That's true. But the purpose of the core of the Earth, one of the side effects of its spin is it creates a magnetic field around our planet.
And plus you get sun, you get moon, and all that shit.
Has nothing to do with it. You're killing me, Small.
Sorry, whatever.
So this field keeps all these rays from the sun from wiping us out. So without this magnetic field, when the core stops spinning, we're going to get barbecued from the sun, long story short. So we create this crazy ship to go do a journey to the center of the earth style trip to go down and release a bunch of nukes in the center of the earth and get the core spinning again.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
It's a great concept. Yeah.
I give it like a fucking 9 out of 10.
Oh, it was a very good movie.
You'll love it.
I think I'm still at the whole sun thing. Now, if they shoot this nuclear missile at the sun, don't you think the sun would have just enough fucking heat to explode this fucking nuclear bomb before it even hits the fucking...
Well, that was the thing. The sun had like almost gone out.
It was close to going out.
You know, it's still going, but...
It's still going, but...
You think they would have thought of that, though? You know, encase it in like cobalt or something like that has a super high melting temperature. Right. I don't know, graphite, whatever
new
you
element,
use.
Some new
so they made. Thought of that.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. I mean, they're scientists. Scientists think of
it's
everything.
Implied. It's a movie. It's
a fucking movie.
Don't fucking shit on my True. Movie I like.
Did you see The Mist? That was a Stephen King movie.
The Mist was good.
I did.
Thomas Jane, right?
Jane, yeah.
Jane? Yeah, Jane, okay.
It had that one of the most fucked up endings.
The ever. Ending of that movie was fucked.
You remember?
No, I'm thinking The Fog.
No, The Mist was the one where it takes place again in like some main town. These people are in this small town and this fog rolls in, just like you thought of Fog.
Right, that's the movie Fog.
I'm sure there's been 100 movies about that. But in this one, there's these crazy monsters out in the fog. It takes place mostly inside of a grocery store. All these people sit in this grocery store. They know that they go outside. I seen it,
and I loved it.
Yeah,
I love that one.
I don't want to spoil the ending, but if you have not seen The Mist, if for whatever reason you were not into it, check it out. It's totally worth watching.
Yeah,
It was done by Frank Darabont, which he's the guy that did Shawshank Redemption. He started The Walking Dead. Like, a shit ton of the people from the first couple seasons of The Walking Dead are in that movie.
Really?
So it was pretty good.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it had Andrea, Dale, a couple of the other ones.
Dale Denton?
No, not Dale Denton.
God, I want to see that one chick get piped one time.
Oh, my God.
In that Walking Dead. That model from Australia.
I don't know her.
I have no clue who you're talking about.
The one that was married to the Asian guy.
Oh, she's from Australia?
She's from
Maggie?
Australia? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They all sound... You think they're all from Georgia and shit like that during
Oh, I knew the guy that plays Rick is from Britain.
Also, I needed another cup of tea. What the fuck happened to my Rick?
Oh, man. Yeah, it is kind of disconcerting whenever Rick goes from, Carl! Hello, I'd like to have a little tea.
Uh-oh.
Yes! Hello, thank mate. You. I thought I was the only fucker that thought
that. These fucking zombies, and they tried to kill my kid.
Hello, mate.
I went Australian there, not
Yeah.
Damn it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is not.
You sold me. Hey, which all did we cover here?
We've gone over a lot of it.
Biological, we covered that, right?
Only one we got left's nukes. Nuclear war, man. You got to be under 36 inches of dirt.
Stop. Is that what it takes? That's all it takes
three
is 36.
Feet.
That's it?
Yeah, shit, 3 feet of dirt is a lot.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's a lot, but it ain't that much. I'm thinking
you're going to survive for months under a... You can't just dig yourself a 3-foot hole. You've got to
have
a spot.
Like, if you see, here comes the nuke, I'm going to dig down like a goddamn gopher. That ain't happening.
No. No.
Yeah, you get your.
But I would figure you had to be a 20, 30, 40 feet.
You weld your
feet.
Shipping crates together. You bury them. You need
or
3 feet.
Or buses, whatever.
Whatever. 3 feet minimum of dirt on top of you.
Yeah, I'd like to have concrete.
But you know what, fellas? I seen that where you got to build a bunker and shit like that, a bomb-proof. But fucking even the can's got an expiration date. What the fuck can you eat? Because
well, you're gonna have to grow food.
I found cans.
Yeah, tomatoes and shit. You have to start farming, man.
You never had a garden before?
How can you garden when it's all radioactive shit out there?
That's fair.
It's all radioactive. It'll still grow just to have radiation
Dude,
in it.
Dude, you're going
to
die.
You're going to die, but you want to die next week of starvation or in 3 years from cancer from the radiation? I'll take the 3 years.
You know
I'll
what?
Take 3 years cancer.
No, I think I don't want that whole painful tumor this, tumor that.
Nah,
you know what? Take me out right there, man.
I will die 3 years from now with a bullet in my brain, with a full belly.
Full belly.
Than right now because I don't want to eat these radiation tomatoes.
Yep, full ass.
So all you're going to do
like
is
tomatoes.
Fucking eat
no,
fucking vegetables?
Suck. No, you're going to eat radioactive deer. You'll eat
dogs.
You know, radioactive fish.
Rats.
Yeah, cats.
I don't care if it's an animal.
I'll eat anything if it's an
animal. Cockroaches.
Yeah. I can barbecue like a motherfucker.
They say that's the only thing that'll survive.
I wonder if that's true.
The cockroaches.
Cockroaches?
They say the cockroaches will always fucking survive.
That's insane.
I don't know if that's possible.
Well, the
sheer heat alone should just vaporize them.
I don't know what it is.
I've seen a cockroach in a microwave and it was not affected.
You put a cockroach in
I didn't. We were younger. We were fucking way poor, dude.
Yeah.
We had roaches. I can tell you 100 different stories about the behavior and, you know, lifestyle of a roach. But let's just say I've seen a roach in a microwave before and it seemed fine. It just walked around in there like nothing was happening.
While it was cooking?
While it was cooking.
You're fucking kidding me.
Not kidding a little bit. But I'll tell you this.
It's a true story.
You know what a kerosene heater is?
That proves my point.
You know what a kerosene heater is, though?
Yeah. Like,
a cockroach can't handle being on top of one of those. Burns their little legs right off.
Right off.
So you witnessed this too?
Well, I am sure I've seen the same things.
Right on.
Trust me, we had a weird childhood growing up poor, all right? Bugs were our toys.
Oh, my God.
We were heated with burning oil.
That was your pets.
Yeah.
It's like Joe's apartment. No.
It was Joe's apartment. Let's talk prepping. Like you were saying, you needed 3 feet of dirt to be under.
Yeah, 3 feet of dirt above you in order to survive from the radiation. Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
3 feet.
Yeah, and you want 5 gallon buckets.
I would go 5 feet.
Rice. Oh, no, yeah. Totally should go deeper. But I'm saying they say that's the minimum that you'll.
Are you even going to bother prepping for nuclear war? Would you even ever bother paying for a nuclear shelter? Like, do you think it's a possibility so much that you would spend the time and resources to build your own fallout shelter on your property?
Yeah, if it could save you. What other better way is there?
I'm talking about in reality as it is now. Is that something that is ever on your forecast to spend money on?
What do you mean? How pertinent is the threat of nuclear war right now?
Yeah, like in your life, are you at all afraid enough? Do you ever see it to be in a point where nuclear war is the fear you have enough to where you're going to spend that much money on?
Right now, no, but it doesn't mean that Trump couldn't say something to fucking Putin and him and China could align and there could tensions and he's got a fucking ego. You just don't know how shit could go.
That's fair.
So right now, it might not be a super threat, but think about in the 80s, man. We had the Cold War going. Everyone was the thought we were going to get nuked.
Yeah, but
and 62. All it takes is for Putin to be in a bad mood when Trump says some bullshit and we could fucking be right back there.
Fuck Putin. How about him attacking the North Korea. President calling him a little this, little that.
Yeah, and short and fat's what he called him.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, that shit would really get on my nerves because I got the North Koreans that think I'm a god. And if they get this fucking news out to them that I've been called short and fat or whatever, I mean, you're offending their god. It's almost like I have to fucking strike.
Oh, yeah.
And just so I get respect back from my people. It's like the whole mob thing. If you take a shot at one of the made guys, I mean, now you're really, that made guy has to make a fucking move. Has to show his fucking people that I'm still the boss here. So you know what? When he does that, it's really putting us in a bad spot with this fucking idiot.
Yeah, because he's unstable. It's because the North Korea, Kim Jong-un's unstable, you know?
No, they're talking about Trump. They're both
I'm talking about Trump. I'm talking about Trump. You just can't fucking do that and keep calling them names because he's going to go, oh, well, fuck, I got the public now hearing that I'm this and I'm that. They think I'm God. They worship the fucking guy.
Yeah, but even still, we piss them off. What are they going to do?
North Korea, they have trouble getting food. Too.
Yeah. No, well, Kim Jong-un.
No, eventually, yeah. Kim Jong-un and his goon squad, you know, his government will figure out how to shoot a rocket more than 30 feet across the field. But, you know, by that point.
If they can get to California, I think.
Fuck, they get to Hawaii.
Well, they don't care about Hawaii. They want to get to the mainland.
I bet they'd take Hawaii.
They would if they could.
I bet they'd take Japan.
They would if they could.
Oh, Japan is like a fuck.
Hop, skip,
you guys
away.
Just don't know how fucked you are if you're in Japan. Because that would be one of the first places they hit. Or I would totally bypass fucking Japan.
They probably figure, you know what? They've taken them before.
Yeah.
Let's just give them a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people know how to build a good, you know, nuclear Holocaust museum.
Yeah.
Bounce right back.
No, but I don't think we should fuck with that guy that much.
What would you do about him? If you were in charge, what would you do? What is your policy for these rogue states, such as North Korea or Iran? Simply
that you just can't do what you've done recently. I think you have to do what you've done in the past, and that is fucking just diplomacy and put sanctions on him and hope to God one of these days he dies.
What if the guy comes back at you and he starts talking like, you're not going to put no sanctions on me. I'm not doing what you want. I do what I want. This is me. This is my country. I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to do. I'm going to have nuclear weapons, and I'm going to test them. What are you gonna do about it?
And on top of that, I'm gonna just murder some of my people.
Yeah, and here you go. You talk shit to me. I just murdered a couple of my people.
That's your fault.
Yeah,
and that's because you know. I mean, at that point,
how do you deal with that, John?
How do you deal with that?
Fuck. It's definitely a fear factor for any citizen to fucking do anything that he wants to do.
No, I'm saying if you're in charge and you're trying to deal with this and you try to go diplomacy and you just spat in your face over diplomacy, how
I don't
do you
give
deal
a fuck. I don't. I'll make up some wording and I will not care. Until something has been launched on me. But I'm not going to keep stirring shit up with a guy that already says to you, I'm making this for you. He's letting, I mean, with Iran, with other countries, it's totally different. They'll say, I'm not really doing it. I'm doing electricity. But this guy is saying to you right from the get-go,
right.
I'm making this for you.
Right.
So I can shove this up your ass. 10 years, 10 days, 10 weeks, whatever.
I think we have the intelligence capabilities through the CIA and, you know, satellites and all that bullshit that as soon as we actually think this guy's a threat, we'll do something.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. I mean, they say we could
keep
it
like every American that was in North Korea and he was just like, you guys can't go home. Now you work in labor.
He tries that, more or less.
You know what, though? In all fairness, we've got. When with this country, we got the whole NRA thing, and I mean, who do they want to win in this election? They didn't want Trump, the weapon makers. They wanted Hillary Clinton to win.
She'd have took us to
because
war.
Because then they hit the store and they buy all these weapons and stuff. Now, when a Republican wins, they're not going to buy the fucking weapons. My point is, this country needs a North Korea. This country, like you said,
war sells, man.
You need a bad guy. This world needs a bad guy. We had bad guys before, and we built it to the point to where we said, oh, you know what? They got oil there, too, by the way. Let's go take that.
I tell you who was the bad guy du jour a couple years ago was that Ahmadinejad over there in Iran, but you never fucking hear about those guys anymore.
Now, we must have struck a deal with them or something.
We must have, because you never hear shit about Iran.
I think with Iran, it's a diplomatic type of country, though. If we're looking at it in part of, we're looking at all these Middle Eastern countries, Saudi Arabia, big badasses. I think Iran's more a country to where they want to be a little westernized, just like Syria.
Right.
I think Syria is the same way, too. And it offends the bad fucking Muslims that are like, you know what? That's not being a Muslim. And we are friends with America, and we are declaring war on you.
Yeah, that could be, man.
Anyone that wants to be, let's say, not part of the game plan over in that area, I think you get screwed.
Works for me. Get with the program is basically what you're saying, right?
Oh, yeah.
The program. If you're not with the program, you are going to be an outcast, and that could lead to invasion.
Let me ask you this, John. Say the doomsday's tomorrow. Everybody you know is gone. There's nobody that you'll likely see for months.
Mm-hmm.
Will you live?
Could you make it on your own?
Past a month. Obviously, you're going to be able to loot what you need to survive for maybe a month before you're out of good food options.
I'll be honest with you, and you know what? Now I'm really fucking being serious. But if I lose my kids or anything like that,
yeah.
I have no fucking point to fucking go plant my cucumber and go plant a tomato and shit like that. I wouldn't give a fuck. I would sit there and I'd go to a liquor store. I'd go to fucking some wine and liquor store and grab as
welcome
much
welcome the end of the world
and just drink till I die. I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
anymore.
Fine, let me rephrase my question then. You have your family. Will
now,
you be able to keep them and you alive?
Now,
there's nobody else in the world that you know of except for you and your family.
I gotta make
can you
things
keep
happen.
Them alive.
I'm gonna make every possible
I know
way.
You're saying it, but are you like right
could,
now do you have a way
you
could get
them
water
alive? Do you have a gun? Do you have a way to get water?
Do you know how to filter water?
I know, but I'm going to hit every fucking first manufactured grocery stores, whatever, to get everything
that'll
I
do
can.
You for the first month or so.
Well, that's my blueprint, though. That's the very first thing I do is grab as much bottle shit as I can afterwards and live off of that while looking at maybe going down for a well. He said 36 inches. I'm going to dig a lot lower than that.
to get water, so I'm going to fucking find a well place, and I'm going to try to get my own spring water somewhere.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of my favorite things to do on the internet is watch like these survival videos, like where people will dig their own wells or figure out how to filter the water, build a hut, learn how to make all kinds of technology. There's a channel on YouTube, check it out sometime, called Primitive Technology. It's this old boy from like fucking Georgia or something like that. All of his videos are like 10 to 15 minutes long. It's just him. This week I'm going to build a grass hut. This week I'm going to show you how to build a fucking smelter for making your own metal. And he makes metal from rocks he finds.
What's the name of the channel?
Primitive Technology. Trust me, you'll love it. One week he shows you how to make like your own bow and arrow type sling. The guy's great. He'll show you how to plant sweet potatoes, how to make clay pots. He never says one fucking word either. So you don't got to listen to some asshole. He's got captions on
subtitles
it.
On there.
Yeah, little subtitles to explain what he's doing. But it's just 15 minutes of this guy doing some little project. He only has a pair of shorts on, barefoot, out in the woods.
Is that the guy that makes the mud clay fucking house?
That's him.
Dude, that was such a... He had the little burner and he... Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's crazy good.
Dude. Check that out.
Dude.
That was good
Listeners of Surreal Talk, check out Primitive Technology.
Have you seen that video where that guy does that? He fucking makes these mud pies, pats them out with these fucking cakes and these blocks bakes them and makes a fucking whole entire home out of these fucking mud bricks that he's baked and made hard. And I mean, it's
that's the same guy probably.
It's the same. He just said the same guy. Sheer fucking genius, dude.
Well, there's another guy too that they drop off in the fucking middle of the wilderness and he's eating like fucking raccoons. He's eating.
Oh, you talking about Bear Grylls?
No, I'm talking about that British Special Forces.
Bear Grylls.
Is that
that's
him?
That's his name, okay. Yeah, Bear Grylls.
I thought you. His name's Bear?
His name's Bear Grylls, yeah.
I thought that was a fucking
ex-British Special
American
Forces.
Native
yeah, he's
that
like
you
a survivalist, survival expert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can Bear you Grylls. See the guy doing the camera? Fuck, I can't believe he's eating
Bear Grylls
a fucking
full of shit, though. All of his things are presented, fake, just set up scenarios.
Yeah, it's there.
If you want to watch a good survival show, watch Survival Man
Les
with Stretch
Stroud. Yeah, we really like Les Stroud here.
That guy does
Les
good
Stroud's
stuff.
Good.
I watch that too.
He does his own camera work. He could die. Les Stroud could die, okay? Because he gets dropped off in the middle of the Arctic. With his camera, his backpack, and he has survived for 7 days.
Without now, anyone.
Nobody's with him.
He can't make a word and they come in and
get
him.
No. He doesn't have a camera crew and people to watch his back to make sure he doesn't get attacked by a fucking bear. None of that. Les Stroud goes out into the wilderness.
Yeah, and what's funny is he has to, like he'll have to go set up his camera and then walk back just to film himself coming through an area. Like, he knows he's got to get the footage, so he'll have to make a hike 2 or 3 times, wants to set up the camera. Wants to walk back through and another time to go up and get the fucking camera again.
Yeah, I mean, dude's the man. Les Stroud's legit as fuck.
Yeah, you should watch that. What was the other one? It was pretty good. Dual Survival.
That's
with Cody Lundeen.
Naked and Afraid?
No, I've not seen that one.
That's where they're naked and they have to survive 30 days on the island naked?
Yeah, that sounds like any fun.
A dude and a chick? No, nothing?
I watch that all the time. Naked and Afraid?
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Is it actually worth watching, though?
I swear to God, it is. You'll definitely love it. That's my favorite fucking show because you know what? You get past the chicks being naked.
Yeah, it's not about that.
Well, then
why is it Naked and Afraid? Literally, the first word
because
of the title
the
is
naked. That's how
man
you in.
Started.
That's
world.
How they get you in. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, they're supposed to be super primitive, no clothes, do everything you can do. Like, you don't even get the luxury of having the clothes on your back. Like, you're naked and afraid.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I got to give you another one, Eric. That was a good one.
Oh, no, no.
Yes.
Take it back.
Boy, this is no wonder this is going like 50-50 with you guys on your site. What is it now? What's the percentile?
What's the poll? I don't know. Okay, you got it up or no?
Yeah, you're beating me by 7.
By 7. Every
it's time. Like 187 to like 180, something like
I
that.
I could see that. I could see that. Both
it goes back and forth. It goes back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes he'll win. Sometimes
I'm the piece of shit this week. Next week it'll be him.
It will be me.
It's real fickle, real fickle thing that poll.
Well,
now that's a fun thing to do though. Just get on YouTube sometime and type in something stupid like how to dig a well, and it's a lot easier than you think. I've seen people use as PVC.
That's why I said it. You gotta dig a well.
People I've seen use PVC to the point where they take cut like a 6-inch piece of PVC and cut like a chamfer on it to where it's angled,
45.
Stab it in the ground, turn it, pull it back out, drop that dirt out, stab it in again, and then they use a coupler and just add it down again and just shake that fucker down in there, pull it out, just keep jabbing it in there until they get all the way down the water, and then they drop a pump in there. And
that's it, huh?
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good feeling that if the shit happened tomorrow, I would be able to live no problem.
Yeah, but it's the work that's involved in shoving a piece of PVC pipe 45 foot down into the ground.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
Now, you know what? You got to find all that
shit.
What
if you burn your shoulder out the first day and tear your fucking wrist?
That'd be a bummer. You have to be careful about that. Obviously, you don't want that.
No, you don't want injuries. There's no surgeries in the apocalypse.
That's for sure.
Lord on the chat says, when I make love, my wife is always naked and afraid of me nude. Good to know, Lauren.
Fair. Well, I tell you what, that's the same with me.
Anytime I make love, my wife's never in the room. It's usually just me. Just kidding, Ape. She's here watching right now. She's going to kill me for that one. But
yeah, I can't believe you said that.
She knows I'm kidding.
That's crazy.
She knows I'm kidding.
Everett's cray-cray.
All right, you guys got anything else you want to talk about on Doomsday today?
No, I'm
good there.
I had a good time talking about it. I hope if the apocalypse happens, you guys get paired up with me so you don't die.
Oh yeah, I've got a will.
Jono, I honestly feel like you're going
to
be fucked if the apocalypse happens. No
yeah,
offense,
why?
Buddy.
Don't fucking eat me, man. Let me die first and then eat me, okay? Don't fucking. I'm
don't
not a buffet and all that shit. Wait till I fucking die. But if I die of disease, then you're fucked because my meat's all shit.
If you die of disease, I'm still going to eat you. I'll cook you. Cooking kills disease.
All disease?
You're going to take that risk.
Fuck, I'm going to eat.
Cooking kill like.
I want to get away from both.
This is going to sound weird, but I've always wanted to try bacon made.
You lose a point for that.
I've always wanted to try bacon made from a human. So you might be my first human bacon. Yeah,
so what's the score today? Jono's got us down. What's the score?
Unbelievable. He opened his mouth on the last fucking minute of this show, and it became a 5-5 tie.
Listen Woo-hoo! To that.
Unbelievable. And I've been really scientific about this, and that's what this show's all about here, folks. That these two put on a great clinic. I love listening to your show.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes we just bullshit around and talk, but yeah, it is what it is. It's
kind of our thing.
I bet I pissed some people off today, though.
Probably. Every time we have a guest on where we get, you know, bad and good mail. We've had, you know, when you were on last time, we had a lot of good feedback. So this time it'll probably be a lot of bad. Who knows?
That's good.
Yeah, like I told you, cyclical. A lot of people were like, oh, I love him. We're hooked on Ocho Man show.
Fucking A, you know. I like being on the show, too.
Let's do some outro here. Ocho Man, of course, is on Ocho Man Behind the 8 Ball. You can find him at behindtheeightball.com, ochoman.com. Facebook, YouTube, Twitters, and all that crap. Just search Ocho Man. There's only one fucking Ocho Man out there.
Ever.
And we got him.
That's right. Yep. And I'm here.
And we got him. So check out his show. What would you say your show is about, Behind the 8 Ball?
I say is what we talked about today and throwing a chick piercing her clitoris. And I think
did you guys talk about that in the show today?
No, but that's what we do. I mean, that's what our show's about. What we just talked about today, and then
anything.
It's about doomsday and clitoral piercings.
I am subscribing. No, whatever fucks gets in our head, we roll with it, and it's a fun show.
Oh, it's a great
no
time.
Holds
it's,
barred.
No,
pretty
it's,
much on
it's
the
it's free bar. Forum, man. An open topic, no subject. We just talk. We just have a conversation. Have a good
time. If you guys are looking for some crazy cool, you never know what you're going to talk about stuff. Check out ochoman.com. And make it happen.
He always says, like,
I appreciate
hola, muchachos.
That's my signature line.
Search Ocho Man on YouTube and you'll find a litany of great videos.
Yeah.
That me and Ocho used to produce way back when.
Yeah, you were my cameraman, my producer. You
director.
Did it all. Director.
Half writer, depending on the day.
Half writer. When I say, what do you think? And he'd say,
it's pronounced Rio Garcilaso.
Yeah, there you go.
We used to remember do all the videos that, for the gambling site we used to do, and we'd talk about all these soccer teams or football teams with all these weird names. What were some of the crazy football teams from down there in like Peru?
Real
Madrid, Real Garcilaso.
No, not Real Madrid. Alameda or what's their big city in Peru?
Fucking Lima.
Lima. I was saying alumni. Alumna or
what was some of the Mexican league ones? Fuck, it's been so long, dude.
Done that in a while. I'm only embarrassing.
I'm getting on YouTube tonight and watching some good Ocho Man videos. I'll tell you that.
Hey, and if you guys are out there, why don't you guys watch into some and then report back to Big E here on what you guys like.
What was your favorite worst of our videos of the Ocho Man? Check that out. But for Surreal Talk, you can check us out, surrealtalkpodcast.com. If you have any comments about the show, you can email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com.
Catch us on Twitter at twitter.com/surrealtalkshow. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/surrealtalkpodcast. Please Leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review on Facebook. We're on Facebook.com.
We've had 146 reviews now as of this morning on iTunes.
Yeah, so leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review on Facebook. We also have a Patreon if you feel the need to help us out.
Ooh, the Patreon. Patreon.com/SurrealTalk. If you haven't heard us talk about it before, Patreon is our voluntary subscription service where you can give us $1 to $1 billion a month.
A billion.
$1 billion a month you can give to us.
$1 billion.
And we get paid out every first of every month. We get a little something. The first time we took out any of the money, we used it to throw a little event. It didn't really work out how we wanted, but we did get a commercial out of it.
You did it for the show, though. That's the big thing about it. You guys didn't pocket it or anything?
No, we didn't pocket it.
You guys put it back in the show. And that's what these two are all about.
Yeah, man, we love it.
It was pretty cool. I'll play after we close out here, I'll play the commercial again for the stream if nobody's seen it.
Heard. Yeah, the commercial's good.
All right, well, that's it for Doomsday this week. I'm not sure what next week's topic is going to be.
Not sure yet, no.
But
Should be good.
All right, catch you guys next time.
Later, alligator.
Take care, guys.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.